Okay, klal peches din refuah b'dvarim asurim ubeizet dvarim yaharek val yavar. As I said, the tail end of the halachis of din avay dezara. Let's see. Bahavas Hashem amay starts with some musar. Bahavas Hashem amay v'chofeth l'zchuseinu b'tayv v'maisim tayvim l'olam haba. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for his people and his desire to give us chosim. His Aranu al Briyaseinu Lias Kayamim Lafon of Beguf Chazak Ubari Lavda Belamazah. We're commanded to take care of our health. Shenema Rishmarte Meskukoisai, or Peches is in Chayla, the Chayla? It's Chayla Pesh, pal. I'm sorry. Chayla Pesh in the shelf. Anyway, Rishmarte Meskukoisai Vechai Bohem. This is the commandment that we should live better than to be Maisa Nefesh for most of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. And therefore, all Yisurim in the Torah are pushed off for sakana, except for the big three. We all grow up knowing this. Many people don't realize that it's only three for men. Women are only a harg val yavar on two out of the three. Only on tzich and avay dezara, not on znus. Dal elu emraitzim la'insa.
Women are not allowed to do anything toward the act of.
Women are passive in the maizes nus, right? But women are passive in the maizes nus.
Yes, but
they're not allowed to do it. Nachinami, yeah. Dal elu emraitzim la'insa shiavar al achas mehen mechuyav limsar atzmei lamisa v'layavar. These three are Yoharik Val Yavah, Kvar Biarti Dinam Bechayodam Klachafal Simeon Gimel, Bechin Osalis Rapois, Ayide Echad Me Elish Loisha Advarim. If a person needs a medicine to heal him and it involves one of these three Averis, Kagan Shabala Rapois Ayide Lacha Shamaskirim by Shem Avaydezara. For example, somebody who comes to heal himself through some type of a incantation that comes from Avaydezara. Or his medicine has to come from an avaydazara tree. So these things are asr. And Rabelski had a shita with many of the Eastern remedies that they had, that are connected to avaydazara. I'm not familiar with them at all. Remember Rabelski talking about it? Eh? So talk about it, I wasn't, what?
Ricky, I think. Ricky.
That's the name of a refuah.
Ricky. The earth mother cures.
Or something with PowerPoints, with, I don't
that's,
know.
But that's not medicine. The PowerPoints are not medicine.
I don't know, Rabelski said, wait, what? Disagree? Okay, I don't know. Rabelski, I don't know where, you know, where he studied them, but he said
but
that.
I never knew what he's talking about.
So therefore what?
No, I'm saying is, what are we referring to?
Oh, which ones? Yeah, I don't know how to.
I'm not even talking about which medicines.
Yeah, I don't know. He's talking about some of the,
the PowerPoints. I can do it.
No, PowerPoints is something else that, it's a meditation type of, a refuah. And I don't know. It's if you just read the words, they don't. They sound pretty innocent. But I don't know.
Something like, you know, you have lords in France. There's some kind of spring that they attribute. People go there for cure. They attribute it to.
If they attribute it, then I guess it's avay dezara. That's what it says. It's interesting because the next words it says about the same refuah. Avolum einei maskel oshem avay dezara. Avu bishay sedaver einei motzi elo mishal avay dezara. It's about a refuah that's done without avay dezara, even though it's only commonly found by avay dezara. Kibish like tar refuah avay dezara mutter. He's really going out on something from a shera tree. It's mutter, even though it's commonly comes from avay dezara. If you don't mention avay dezara. So that's one example of Yaharik Val Yavar is these type of things. I don't know. I don't know what the guidelines are for them. V'chei mishalibay helatina. Then he has a Gemara's case. A man who was so sick. V'chayla b'chaylas ava v'cheshik beishas ish. I don't know exactly what the medical condition is. that a man's going to die because he has so much cheshik for a married woman. Are you Philip Pnuya Vihinida? He's saying even Nida is Yarg Valyavar. Are you Gaya? Afishu Mesukan Lamus, Mutar Shiyamus. But Philo Lesaper Ima, Kedela Rava Istavasai. Okay, here we come to a topic. The Gemara said, Yisaper Ima, the Gemara is a story of somebody who was dying because of this cheshik. So the Gemara said, Yamus Val, and he shouldn't do it.
He's not allowed even to speak.
Even to speak for his type of purposes. Lesaper Ima, Kedela Rava Istavasai. He said that that'll satisfy Mutter Shiyamus. Yisaper Ima, the Chodam Shuasa Mishum Bay Desar Gila Rashuch has Damim. I feel aim by Misa, or Abiyam, a chayav limisa asme la Misa. Chosayv, a balad, loisikuvul agale serva. Now we call this Abizrayu Davai Dazar. Abizrayu Davai Dazar means it's not Avai Dazar itself. It's a subcategory of Avai Dazar. So even a subcategory of Avai Dazar is also Yaharg Val Yavar, the way he's paskin, he's a machlex Rishayden. Shadvaram Eilu, who may be legale serva. Because these things are leisikravu legale serva. If a person talks to a woman mitnei taiva, it could bring to it. Aval akum abal bas yisrael penuya. Efilum oisa meiser she mevi erva aleha. Even if she's doing a meiser, but it's with a guy, ain't ze bechal gili arayis. This with a guy, interestingly enough, is not gili arayis. Veine bechal tohari val taver. Aval beishes ish unless she's married. The main oisa meiser ain't zrichalarik. Yishtakaki Ailam he said before, a woman who's passive doesn't have to do a mice, doesn't is Neyar Valyavar, Avalam Aimrulosh Tasa Maisa, as well Gilia Rais to Tarak Val Tavar. So this is the rule, the basic rule for these dinim. And the question of he's passing that Abizrayat Avay Dazara is Yahark Valyavar is it's a contentious issue. We do too. What do you mean? Abizrayu is chibuk and nishuk, doing things not bia. Abizrayu with things that don't include the maisa bia with a woman that's aser, right? That's Abizrayu.
Yeah.
That's why the shayla about shaking a woman's hands, you have the extremes. You have the stipler writes it yarek vayavar. It's Abizrayu lavay dazar. Ramosha doesn't write yarek vayavar, he just says it's an iser. It's a deraisa. And then you have those who hold that it's not nigiyishol, that there's no chiba in it, doesn't show any friendship at all, it's just a formality. So Rab Breuer is quoted. Ramesh, one of his letters, says he was told Rab Breuer held that it's a formality. But yakis, it's a formality. You know? They just do whatever you're supposed to do. But some people, I guess, depends on who. But at any rate, the rule of Abizrayu Davai Dazara, that's Abizrayu Davai Dazara. So this sif is the rules of things you do get chayim misa for, you do have to give your life for. And Bey says, Avo Bishari Suri Shebetaira. Everything else is not Yarg Val Yavar. Afilu, what's his example of Afilu? Chametz v'Pesach. Right? Even something as terrible as Chametz on Pesach, somebody told me today, Rav told me, he had a misbal, boys learning Eretz Yisrael, who remembered Erev Pesach, 5 in the afternoon, that he has chametz in his dira, real chametz, and he didn't do bittel, and he didn't do mechira. Like, why is this guy sitting and learning? So, you know, what's he to do?
He's here.
Over there, and they're like, what's he supposed to do at that point? So.
What time is it here?
There's midnight already. People need Afi Kaivin.
Yeah,
it was 5 p.m. here. There was midnight. He couldn't even, you know, burn it. So, he had to call Matsayat if he had someone to go destroy it for him. But I told this Rav, like, did you at least give him a knas? Tell him he has to fast or something? Like, how can it happen? You do bittul, like, everybody does bittul twice. You do bittul, and then morning you do bittul. He didn't do bittul, he didn't do mechira, he didn't do anything. He didn't get rid of it. And, I don't know, it's a terrible thing. Who doesn't do bittul? Everyone does bittul. I mean, I don't know. By us, after the bedikah, we call everybody together, and everyone says bittul if they're still awake. But in the morning, by burning the chametz, everyone says bittul. No, it's not his father's chametz. His father,
he gets money to live off his father. So, I don't think so. And, anyway, he says, "Bishari sur shabatari, even chametz v'pesach misrapim b'bakim sakana filo derech hanok." Again, lechol chametz ima roifei oimish is erufuasa. Like in chametz, I had the maisa with somebody, an infant that needed a medication that was vade chametz. So I told the person they should give it to a guy. So I had to own it. Give it to a guy before Pesach and to bring the guy, the child over to the guy's house and, give the child some of the guy's chametz on Pesach. It's not Yahar Vayavar, the child needed it. It was an affection. There was one source of amoxicillin that was chametz gomer. Slovenia. Amoxicillin that was made there and, so that's what you gotta do. It's a heter to give it to the child. It's to the chayla. It's not a heter to own it. So you make sure it's a guy's. For a four, that's a sakana. For a four, it's a sakana. Yeah, I think an affection in an infant is, I assume it is.
Depends. There is today in the medical community a big anti-antibiotic movement. Those who feel that antibiotics are overprescribed and, what?
My son-in-law won't write a prescription.
A lot of the young doctors will not,
Yeah, my
mom's
some kind of quack.
No. My wife.
My son
feels the same way. Unless somebody has a fever, who's not going to. My wife gives my grandchildren antibiotics behind his parents' back because they're both doctors and they both don't believe in it. If it's not recorded, I think it's an issue. So I don't know, and here I'm saying it's sakana. Look, they asked the shayla, and they were told that it's sakana. And anyway, so if the chayla writes to the hachmir al atzmai, if the chayla wants to be machmir, he doesn't want to be over deraisa to save his life. Achrish yudeish et tzarch lekach. All of neamar aches timchem lenafshi sechem edroish v'alti tzadik harbe. So he takes a strong line. That if a person wants to voluntarily be Moshe Nefesh on one or the other of the Tayyag Mitzvahs, he's not allowed to do so. I feel the Rak Sofik Nefeshes, the Cheshabbos, for the Shabbos Achamura, also. So, this is what he says. Now I have to tell you, there is a sheet in the Rishayim, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a Rishus to give your life for the other, 610 Dairaises. It's a Rishus, it's not a Chiyuv, but it's a Rishus.
Again?
That you're allowed. If a person doesn't want to eat treifus, even if he'll die, he's allowed to. It's a rishus.
Wow.
It's Taisa's Shita.
The whole thing
So anyway, there's such a Shita in the Rishayim. Despite all the stories, there still is such a Shita in the Rishayim. Ramesha writes in a tshuva, fascinating. He says, if you want to go with that Shita, that's Taisa's Shita, the Yahar Vayavar is a Rishus on Shar Mitzvahs. It's only if you're willing to be Maisa Nefesh for any one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs. Let's say a person says, ugh, I don't want to eat treif, I'd rather die. So we ask him, would you do Yahar Vayavar for the others? Like, Zman Kriyashma in the morning. So I'm going to tell you, I'll kill you, don't say, well, obviously, or I'll kill you. So would you do it? So Ramesha says that Ramesha's taina is, if you're doing it because of one Aveira, the snapshot that you're hurt by Yav or another Aveira. That is to you, it's disgusting to eat treifus. That's why you're doing it. That's not enough for a reason to be hurt by Yav. It has to be that you're willing to be hurt by Yav for deraisis. If you're willing to do it for all deraisis, then you're allowed to do it.
I came up to Rishon Nizam Shaila was that he was dying. And he wanted to make the promise of a serious life. If he's not, then he said,
the story is he said, do it, and then he lived. No, there's a story. It has to end that way.
He asked him a question. He said, if you do it, are you machmir like never to have forgotten? He says, I never forgot. See it during the Holocaust. I never forgot. So then he said it. Then
and he lived. Right? But the story ends, he lived. It has to end that way. Okay. You have to look up the tshuva. I don't remember. I think Shemesha says that. What? No, that's something else. That's B'shas HaShemat. It's true. B'shas hashmad, everything's yarva yaver. If it's done lahaver min ala das, but stam is someone sick. That's not lahaver ala das. During the war, so it's which I tell you, it's. My father told me when he was in the camps, it came Pesach. My father didn't want to eat the bread. They used to get bread and then so-called soup. So my father traded his bread for someone else's soup. So he said the whole day he felt like he was going to faint. He fainted. They would shoot him, you know, at work. He was splashing water on his face the whole day. The next morning he ate the bread because he felt he was going to die. So I guess it depends on the situation. Now the next line is...
Having
hadas
with the bread, you trade for the bread.
Yeah, it's not karis. Eating is karis, and hadas is a lot. He says, "V'yayin esap is manazeh mutol lishtais b'makom sakaris nefashis." It's interesting. He says, "Yayin esap today you're allowed to drink b'makom sakana." Ach, imachayla writes alahachmir alatzmei v'lochush l'das harivash reshon hey reshon vav sviyah filistam yenam hu b'chal b'zrayd avaydazara. If you want to be chayshu shereshit that a yayin nesach is included in Abizrayu, the yarva yavar, and kain sarachin and mutala toisai. Sarachin, if you're allowed to fool him, v'loim v'loi shu yayin kosher. You're allowed to tell him it's kosher or wine, and so he should drink it. Now, neil ish, yayin v'loi shu das red place in the light of his man hazeh.
Why shouldn't you? I thought that the guy was
down locked
with everything in the
joint. Yes. Whoa. Don't tell me about that. Now it's a Bezrayah Davay Dezara we're talking. There's a Shita, this is Avay Dezara, so he's saying that he wants to be Avay Yavar. That's what he's saying. The Shita Rivash is even today. Stam Yenum. Stam Yenum. Shita Rivash, the Sphere Lay, I feel a Stam Yenum, Bechlav, Bezrayah Davay Dezara. Say Rahatu. Dini Arvay Yavar. So this is, in Kate Sarachian, if it's mutter to fool him. One of Rabbi Zilberstein's famous stories is about somebody that wanted to die better than he treifus. So he was told, tell him it's kosher. So he brought him the meat, he told him it's kosher. So he said, oh, it's kosher, so you eat. You eat it. So the Shaila was, does the person have to, you know, I don't know what he did at the moment. He said, wait, let me ask a Shaila. Like, you know, I don't know what he did. But so Rabbi Zilberstein has the Shaila. He says, you eat it, but he has to eat it. He says, because the other guy's a Mishigas, you don't have to eat trefus. You know, are you allowed to? I don't know. But anyway, see, he's saying, Sarachin, if you're allowed to fool him. If you're allowed to fool him or not. I mean, the fooling him is at most... not an issue deraisa of Yarg Vayavar, what's the Aver in fooling him? But he said, Tzarachin of its mutter. Anyway, this Shiloh, Yayin Nesach Bizman Azeh, is of Israel Davai Dezara, so that I hope to talk about in about 2.5 hours from now. If you want to stick around, 2 hours and 8 minutes.
I want to mention something that I put every year about the Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Since we have only 9 Gevurot, we don't even bring Gevurot even on the last day. You have to be convey your Suda, your Kiddush, talking about the Kiddush, either you go wash, which we leave mics in there, or you have to drink an additional reveal of wine. If you're making Kiddush, you have to drink additional. If I don't drink it, that's why you eat Kiddush, right? This is what he said. So I've been saying for 25 years. He said, when he came over to me,
He's saying over the reasoning wrong. He didn't say our cakes. Ramesh had a chiddush that kiddush is a matir, even if you're only having shahakals. Kiddush is a matir. There are two dinim in kiddush, the mitzvah and the matir. This Ramesh, that's in tshuva. Ramesha writes that Alts Matir, you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda, you can just make Kiddush and have whatever you want. And Alts Kiddush Makom Suda, yes, you make Kiddush again, but Makom Suda. That's what Ramesha writes. The letter is written as a letter to Reb Reuven Feinstein. So yes, Reb Reuven, Ramesha really passed it that way. It's not like the Mishnah Berurah. It's not like the Pashas of the Ramah. So this is what he told me. He told me that when Ramesha came to MTJ, it was in the Depression years. In MTJ, every Shabbos, after Shacharis, they had kiddush, the wine and sponge cake. And that was the kiddush, and a lot of people didn't have what to eat. They looked, came Pesach, what are you going to do? You know, they even the Eker Brock, they couldn't afford it. So they gave kiddush. Listen to this. The kiddush was wine and hard-boiled eggs. That was the kiddush. But there was a problem. And that exists pre-Ramosha. So Ramosha came there. So Ramosha said, kiddush makom suda, hard-boiled eggs. So Ramosha has this, wrote this kiddush that there are two dinim in kiddush. It's a matir and it's a mitzvah. You're allowed to make kiddush just to be matir eating. And this is probably what you heard from David, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's based on. And interesting, in the middle of the say, there were
but
no...
I didn't change the thing. I still have my sheet.
We were going to wash the first night of the Seder, and somebody comes in with a shayla. In my house, we have a rule that it's usually a chalon shayla, but it was Pesach. So somebody comes in as a washing, and he tells me, following shayla, it's granted someone who comes to the Mishmer. He said his daughter was in labor as Pesach began. So his son-in-law was in the hospital with her. He quickly ran to Chaparayin. So he ran, he made Kiddush, and he ate some shahakol cake. And then he ran back to the room, and then they quickly took her to a Caesarean. Something was serious. They took her and did a Caesarean. Since they did a Caesarean, it was over quickly. Baruch Hashem was well. So he came back to the house, and now he had to want to know what to do. All he had was Kiddush and shahakol cake. So the shaila was, if he makes Kiddush again. So Lomaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Shiltei Gibayim that says shahakol, amini tagima, fruits and vegetables is good enough for Kiddush Makom Suda. And Mishnah Berurah says, Makom Hefsid, you can rely on it. Makom Shasat Chayke, you can rely on it. So I told him he can't make Kiddush again. I didn't know if he drank a Revius, was the father-in-law who came to Esther Shem. So I told him to make sure he drinks four kaisis, but he can't make Kiddush a second time, because it is this shayla. If it's Kiddush
Makom Suda. It's really a shayla, because those cakes look like, you know, real
and you're by your hotel, I'm sure they look good. But they're mostly chocolate and cream, right? You have to bring us in so we can decide.
The Kiddush Makom Suda that they have the same.
Yeah.
It's
the first kais. Even though it's a hefsik, it's a long hefsik. It's one of the rais that a hefsik in Zman is not a hefsik. Ramosha said, if anything. One more story I'll tell you. Once there was a bris, Pesach and Yeshiva. So Rav Palm came over to me after davening. It was in someone's house. So Rav Palm said, quick, walk me home. I want to make Kiddush. Rav Palm ate Mizainis. But let me make Kiddush. Maybe they'll give me the kibbutz to make Bar Priya Gafim. What are you going to do? It's Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda. I'm going to have to wash. So he says, quick, walk me home. So in those days, Rabbi Bluth lived the Davin in the Yeshiva. So Rabbi Bluth comes running over. He says, Ramosh is Kiddush. So Rav Palm said, Yashkayach. And then he turned to me. So let me go home and make Kiddush. He didn't want to rely on it.
But
Kiddush.
Is Bar Priya Gafim.
Well, by day it's Bar Priya Gafim.
And I'm saying,
but he needs a Makom Suda.
I understand, but he's going to drink the second kais to make Bar Priya Gafim.
Yeah.
No,
by night, no. Kiddush is Kiddush by night. You have to make a problem. After he left, I thought if he didn't daven Maariv yet, maybe he could daven Maariv over the kais, and then that would be like Kiddush. The same kais you saw of Asman. No, Bar Priya Gafim can make. The question is, yes, so Bar Priya Gafim, I tell him not to make Kiddush. But you have to have four kaises.
And he used to make Bar Priya Gafim. Okay, yeah, I guess
I remember Rav Kanizal used to, when he changed the many years, he used to say, adapt, that you are being marked to the people.
The matzahs.
The matzah and the marrow.
What they pay, you should better, for what they're paying you, you better be
mad. If they pay that much, they should know they're not.
Yeah, that's right.